Recorded Books and RB Digital present Child's Play by Danielle Steele, narrated by Dan John Miller. To my wonderful, so much loved children, Beatrix, Trevor, Todd, Nick, Samantha, Victoria, Vanessa, Max, and Zara, may you make wise decisions, choose loving, caring partners who treat you well, keep you safe and protect you, make you smile, and share your dreams. And to all of us, as parents, who are constantly surprised by our children, thank you for the lessons you teach me. I love you so very much, Mom, D.S. A foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. A wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 26 and 27, 24 and 25. Chapter 1. It was one of the first really warm days in early June, as Kate Morgan looked at the meticulously neat stacks of files on her desk. She liked everything to be precise around her, and an orderly life. She had lived through the unexpected shocks that can happen when her husband died 19 years before, and she'd had to make order from chaos. Her children, Tamara, Anthony, and Claire, had been 13, 10, and 7 at the time. She herself had been 35, and had never expected to be widowed at that age. Her husband, Tom Morgan, had been a beloved congressman. They'd met when she was in college and he was in law school, and married when she graduated. His dream had been to go into politics, hers to go to law school, but she had staunchly stood beside him instead as the perfect political wife, raising their three children. He had died in a helicopter accident in a storm while visiting a disaster area in upstate New York after a flood. The news coverage about him had made him sound like a modern-day saint. Friendly, open, accessible, he had been popular ever since his first election. Kate and the children had been devastated, and she had struggled to put meaning back into their lives without him. He had been a wonderful father and a good and loving husband for most of their marriage. Now, 19 years later, the children still revered him, and Kate had seen to it that their memories of their father were untarnished. The insurance money he had left for them had made them comfortable, though not rich by any means, and had given Kate options she hadn't considered before. A year after Tom's death, she had started law school at Columbia University in New York. It had been a struggle managing school and taking care of the children, but she'd hired a housekeeper and also had her mother to help her. At 36, she was the oldest student in her class and had graduated with honors at 39. She had worked at Berrigan, Feldman, and McCarthy for the past 15 years, since she'd passed the bar, and was a senior partner now. Her specialty was corporate law, and she was a talented litigator, handling some of the firm's most important lawsuits. Kate had three trials scheduled in the next few months if they didn't settle first. She was a tough negotiator and a strong person, though a devoted mother and gentle in her private life. Becoming an attorney had added a whole new dimension to her life. She loved her work, and her children had adjusted to her schedule as her career grew exponentially. They were as proud of her as she was of them. She worked hard and was a strong role model for them. Now that they were grown up, she had more time and worked even harder. It had been a juggling act when they were younger, helping them with homework every night and getting them to their sports games and school performances, but she did it. She expected excellence from them and set the bar high for her children and herself. The results had been impressive. Three solid, stable, well-balanced kids, all good students who had moved on to jobs they loved. She'd never had a serious problem with any of them, which Kate assumed was the norm, although she occasionally conceded she'd been lucky. She had encouraged her children to pursue careers that were meaningful to them. They had survived their father's death with no visible signs of damage, no drug or alcohol problems, no failing grades, no problems with the law. Neither of the girls had ever gotten pregnant. Kate was the envy of her friends. As adults, all three were nice human beings with social consciences,